racing and I feel so straight away. Expecting you to be there when I turn to my left. We were stupid and young then, I was so in love. We were just friends riding on the line between acceptable and angering your girlfriend. My best friends are with me and I feel okay, but last time I was here I was 18. My mind is racing and I feel so strange. Last time I was here you were with me.
Hey,
okay.
You got the fireworks.
Have
you heard that in
yeah,
song?
Yeah. I fell in love at the Orange Show Speedway, but I've never been here in my life. I think it all kind of feels like an Orange Show Speedway when you're racing headfirst towards something that'll kill you in 5 seconds flat. When I'm racing headfirst towards everything that I want back.
Hi, this is Shannon, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a few guests today. Amelia, would you like to say anything?
Hi, I'm Amelia.
Why are you talking so quiet?
Are we?
Can you hear us? I feel like...
What?
You sound like rhetoric.
Bro, you can't say that.
That's evil.
That's so mean.
Our inside viewers just...
Oh, that was silly.
No, I was dissing both of you.
Oh wait, are you on mic one or two? They may not be able to hear you.
Amelia,
stop. Oh my lord. Okay, can you hear yourself now?
Low key, I could. Oh wait, maybe I can. Yeah, I can hear myself now. Can you turn it up? I couldn't hear myself.
You
before.
Have to turn it up on your own mic.
Oh. Is this my mic or is this my mic?
The one that the cord's connected to.
There we go. I couldn't hear it before.
Okay. Anyway, we have Amelia here. She's back from her first semester ever at Purdue University. Do you have anything to comment about that?
No, I guess I don't have anything to comment.
We might talk a bit tonight instead of music, so stay tuned.
We decided to podcast.
We're gonna podcast.
Yeah.
Wait, I look even. I can't hear myself. Let's see.
If put your head. It's cool if you put your headphones on.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's
wait,
cool.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
I did not realize.
I feel like so professional. I feel like I'm on a podcast right now. Like an actual podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, so how was your first semester?
I feel like I'm being interviewed.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, is that what this is?
That's part of the podcast. I feel like whenever...
Part of the podcast is just you interviewing me?
Isn't that like what they do when they have guests on? They kind of just ask them questions about their life?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I just thought this would be like... I thought this was like a joint...
Well, we're going to tell a story soon, too.
Oh, you've got it all planned out.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
My first semester was good. I love my roommates, but they aren't listening probably because they both don't
live. You should tell them to listen.
Yeah, maybe I'll text them right now. Yeah, wait, like, what's the
just
station?
Look up WMFO.
Guys, listen to WMFO.
Yeah, they can just listen and then, or they can search it up and MFO, find the listen I'm, now button.
They're going to be so confused. They don't know what this is.
Oh, you didn't tell them about radio? I feel like it's
no,
a fun
I feel
event.
Like it wasn't like a huge crucial part.
Does Purdue have a radio station?
One of the residence halls definitely does. I think it's a prerequisite to be on the radio station that you're in the residence hall, though.
Wait,
and obviously
you have to live at a certain
dorm? I think so. I could be wrong. I could be misinformed. But the radio show is in that dorm. It's like for that dorm.
Wait, that's really interesting.
I think
it's like special interest housing, I guess. Because we have special interest housing here. You don't have to live there.
I don't know.
That's so exclusive. Like, if you're not cool and artsy enough to have a radio station, you can't?
I don't know. I mean, my dorm definitely does not. Otherwise, I'd be on it.
No, I bet you didn't ask.
No, Meredith South definitely does not. Like, I know they don't.
No, I'm not... I think you just have to ask, like, someone to be on the radio station.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Are you just talking about a show right now? You seemed like you were talking about an entire radio station. Were you just talking about, like, a singular show someone had?
No, a radio station. Like, it had tryouts and everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm still so confused.
Yeah, to be honest, I could be horribly misinformed. I don't really know what I'm talking about. Okay.
So earlier we were trying to decide if Amelia would die first in a horror movie.
Oh my god. Well, these people don't know me.
Personally,
based on my voice, do you think I would be the first to die?
I've known Amelia for, I think, 4 years?
5 years.
5 years, oh my gosh, yeah. And
we're basically married at this point.
That or sisters.
Yeah, maybe that'd be the more obvious option.
Siblings are dating. We've gotten that before.
We have gotten that before.
That was crazy. It's also because we literally are twins, yeah. So that is kind of strange. But
it's crazy that you guys don't know what we look like.
That is also crazy. But
we're both blonde, by the way.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know.
Why was that the factor you chose?
I don't know. Oh, we're both the same height. I don't know.
Yeah. We
have very similar, like, builds.
Yeah, it's really strange.
We're both engineers.
Yeah. Actually, in the yearbook once, they mixed us up.
Yeah, in the yearbook, they put a picture of me and wrote Shannon.
Yep, it was really silly.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were trying to decide if Amelia would die in a horror movie first, and my take
is
Well,
you have to give supporting evidence.
I have so much supporting evidence.
Maybe I should not have brought it up.
Amelia, love her to pieces, is one of the weakest people I know with her upper body strength.
I hugged Shannon earlier today, and she said, wow, you've gotten strong.
It's like, oh my gosh, I've never felt this strength before.
Guys, is Mateo's laughing? It's it's because I, fun fact, have actually started regularly going to Pilates and yoga. And I believe it is working. And I am currently in the act
that helps
of...
helps you, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's making me lean less...
Yeah, thank you. I am currently in the act of obtaining my yoga instructor license. So I'm going to start
teaching...
Can
you teach me a yoga class,
I could teach you a yoga class.
Free yoga would go insane.
That's what it feels like for me. It goes insane. Because I have free yoga at Purdue. Boiler up.
I wish we had free yoga. You have BTFU. Okay.
Oh, we've got a special guest, Mateo, doing some yoga. He's doing Warrior 2.
I'm doing Warrior 2.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
A very good Warrior
2. Lean into it more.
Bro, there's no way. What is going on back here?
I mean, I know, like,
downward dog.
Downward dog! Hit the downward dog.
Hit us the tree. Tree pose.
Isn't that just the T pose? Aw.
You have to have the leg higher. If your leg can't be on your knee, because that's pain. Like,
have you taken a yoga class?
Yes.
What?
Wait, Mateo,
wait.
When?
Wait.
Okay,
I took...
Wait.
In high school, they were like, yoga class, and they, like, put on yoga YouTube videos.
But did you choose to take the yoga class? Yes. See? Girly pop.
Name the pose.
Shannon, you're an idiot. She doesn't know this pose.
Yes, I do.
He's
it's
doing
the opposite of downward dog. It's inward dog.
Nope. It's inward dog. It's not inward. It's not inward dog.
Child pose.
No. Whoa. What?
Actually, none of these poses are from my yoga class. To be honest, they're from my mom.
Yeah, I think those are just general stretching poses.
Yeah,
we never did that one.
All right.
When did we stretch?
Can you tell her?
Volleyball?
We've done this one.
No.
Yes.
We also used to do at-home workouts together during COVID.
We did. Remember when you did your at-home workout in the grass in your front lawn?
Yes.
Why did we do that? That was so odd. We did an entire, like, 15-minute ab workout in her front lawn one time. People were driving by and like, what are these girls doing?
We weren't, like, 12 years old. This was ripe age. Wait,
why did I say 12?
No, you didn't. You didn't. I'm letting the people know that this wasn't at 12
years old. Yeah, I was confused.
Old.
I didn't remember saying 12, to be honest. No.
Can you tell me what the pose was?
Oh my god, Danny's listening. Danny, I love you. VS, hey, you. Not VS.
Amelia D.
Sorry. Shannon, say you love Danny.
I love you, Danny.
I was just talking about you, Danny.
What was the pose? Can someone tell me?
No.
I'm looking it up.
How would you look it up, Shannon?
Tell me how you're
going to
look
it up. It's like basic yoga poses.
She's going to describe it in her, her safari search.
That's what is it when you're lying on the ground?
It's the first one that comes up. Downward facing dog.
No, you're an idiot. It's not downward facing dog.
Child pose?
Nope. No, bro. How is the you just said it's the first one that comes up.
Cat cow.
No, what? That's a movement. That's not a pose.
Cat cow pose.
No, it's a movement.
Cow stretch.
Yes.
These are amazing names. Why is the person just laying face up? That's not a real pose.
I'm sorry to all these listeners who did not witness Mateo do this pose and now have to listen to us trying to figure out what Mateo's pose is called.
Guys, just tell me.
Shannon, this is a learning opportunity for you.
I don't want a learning opportunity. Oh, wait. I may have found it. What? Upward facing dog.
Am I
being gaslit?
You said inward dog.
Yeah, it's the opposite
of the
dog.
It's an upward facing dog.
No,
yeah.
I was going to call it Sphinx.
Bro. Oh my god.
Mateo, that is not a pose.
Yeah, it is.
That's a monument.
No, Sphinx is the backwards one.
Sphinx is the one where your hands are like, you're like this.
No. Right. Yeah.
Mateo just said upward facing dog and thought it was called Sphinx.
An inward dog is very, is very close. I knew it was another dog one.
Yeah, but why? The opposite of down is not in. Why would it be in?
That one was just upward facing dog. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. When did you get henna tatted on you?
Harshit did it like a week ago, I think. Shout out if you want your henna done.
I do want it done.
Go.
Shannon, I'm getting another tattoo when I go back to Purdue.
What is it going
to
be of?
I have a lot of ideas, actually.
Okay, how do you not know?
Guys, go onto our, I don't even know where, but tell me your opinions on my tattoo ideas somehow. Just like, somehow get the information to me.
What?
But I, my God, my beautiful roommate just texted me. She said, why are you on a radio? Lol. Girl, don't you want to know? No. Okay, so my ideas for a tattoo. Okay, so I want to get, have you,
so. Do you have music on this or you could just,
What?
Do you have music on this?
No.
That's a great idea. What should I put on?
No, don't.
Club Classics?
By Charlie XCX?
Yeah.
When I go to the club.
Guys, give me ideas. I will.
Jazz
was good. I was thinking Bon Iver.
Oh my god, play Speyside.
That's so basic.
Girl, how... Okay. I mean, okay. You believe you. I'll believe me. Thank you.
Okay. Let me... on a little tune.
Danny's still listening. Oh my goodness.
She loves you.
Girl, I love her.
She loves you. Okay. Let's see if this works. Maybe we'll be able to hear it. Can we hear it?
No, I can't hear it. Oh, I can hear it now.
Okay.
This is peaceful.
I don't know
if
that's a good idea. I don't know if this is a good idea.
Okay. Playing music?
Yeah. Anyway, I think you die first in a horror movie.
Actually, wait. Let's have Danny answer this question.
Oh,
Danielle,
that's
text
a
me
great
what,
idea.
Text me your thoughts on whether or not I would be the first to die in a horror movie. My argument is that someone else would take pity on me,
Amelia,
and therefore save me, and therefore I would not be the first to die.
Strong, independent woman, please.
Oh, I am.
Oh my gosh.
In all aspects of my life, except for this one.
No.
I fear I do. I can't protect myself.
Oh, I have to log this song. I forgot.
I wonder if Danielle's still listening. Danielle, give us an answer on this.
That would be lovely. Okay. How is your life right now?
It's great.
Should we tell a story?
She said, wait, out of who's dying first?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you think I would be the first to die?
I have to log this into the thingy.
Let me think. Oh, how's my life right now?
Yeah.
She said, out of who? That she posted Mateo. We just got a, like, record-breaking, like, question-changing question.
What?
Out of who? Because who is my opponents that I'm trying to survive against?
Like, regular people.
She posed, okay. Just, like, what
like, people. If you had to take any random 10 from the population.
Oh, I thought it was at least friends. I think out of my friends out of my, would no.
Be
the,
no, I think you'd be more likely to live with random
people. What?
Really? Yeah,
I feel
wait,
like
why?
I think your friends would be mean to you.
Oh, my God. Do you think all my friends are fake?
No, I wouldn't be mean to her. I'd just be like, Amelia, I'm trying to survive myself.
Or
can you please help?
Greater chance of survival with normal people.
No, I think if I was with my friends, I'd have a greater chance of survival. Because I know Shannon, like, wouldn't let me die.
I wouldn't. No world
she
would
said,
I let
this
happen.
Is the verdict. She said, I don't think you'd be the first, but you'd definitely die in the beginning. I think that's a pretty good answer. And pretty valid.
Yeah, I agree with that. But so. She's leaning more towards my answer.
We both are. I mean, we both are leaning towards your answer. I just have contingencies in my answer.
That's true. I do love you, and I definitely would sacrifice myself for you. But I feel like if it was, like, dog-eat-dog world, then... Like, if there were no ties at all, but, like, your friends... Like, we had no idea who each other were. It was kind of just like your friends were placed.
But either as if they were strangers to me?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be the first to die. I think as much as I love Via, she'd be the first to die.
Whoa. I haven't met Via, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think she'd be the first to die.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
The second to die?
How the tables have turned. Might be you.
Might be me. I'm trying to think, like, what friends? Like, I feel like my friends, like, nowadays in my head just involve, like, you and Via and Danny.
Valid.
Like,
that's
I
all
feel
you
like,
need.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You only need a few friends.
That's so true. I completely agree with that.
What was I just going to say?
I don't know. You said
I was.
You said that we were going to tell a story.
Oh, we should tell a story. There's something else I had to say, though, but I now forget.
What story should we tell?
I don't know. We have some good ones.
I know. But I just can't remember any of them.
My favorite. Can we tell my favorite? It's kind of short.
Yeah.
When... We went to the park and you spun around.
Oh
the,
my god, this
stage.
Is a Shannon and Amelia classic.
That was genuinely the funniest night of my entire life. That is my might be my favorite moment in history. It was so freaking funny.
I know. So basically, guys, the backstory of this is I was sleeping over at Shannon's house like one fateful evening the summer of my sophomore year, maybe. And so we were sleeping over, we were really bored, and Shannon lives right by this, like, children's park, so we decided to walk to this children's park. And at this children's park, there were weird spinny chairs that you could sit on and spin, and, like, while you were spinning, you'd be, like, locked in by gravity, like, you could not move. And I got stuck, and as a result, I got stuck in one of these chairs, and I couldn't get out, so I spun for, like, 10, 15 minutes, and then I... proceeded to projectile vomit everywhere because I had spun for so long and I was so disoriented. And in order to make me feel better, Shannon thought it'd be a good idea to play Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
It was
at full blast.
She
was holding it up to my ear as I was vomiting.
Not on a speaker, on my phone.
On
speaker.
Her phone.
Mm-hmm. And it was the best idea I've ever had. It was really funny. I genuinely peed my pants that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I did multiple. Liquids are coming out of both ends.
No! No! You threw up so much.
I threw up so much.
Oh, gosh. That
sorry,
was
guys.
Amazing.
Trigger warning, throw up.
Yeah. Oh, that was... Oh, I wish we could read... Another good one, because I just saw my Spotify playlist, Witchy Mix, when we went to Salem.
Oh, my God.
I also
made a playlist when we went to Salem.
No. Did you really?
I did. It said when you and me Mateo, what are you doing?
I don't know. Is he coming downhill? That's silly.
Have I met Marshall?
I feel like you have.
Do you think I would like him?
He's so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a good laugh. That's what I will say.
He's a little uncensored sometimes, or unfiltered.
Oh, so he won't be on this podcast.
No.
Yeah. Sucks for him. We're living it up.
Yes, but what were we just talking about?
We were just talking about how I was projectile vomiting everywhere.
Oh, no, we were talking about Salem.
Oh, yeah, I made a playlist.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, what did you mean?
I meant that you, do you remember what happened?
When we went to Salem?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so fun. When we talked to the witch?
Yeah.
I was actually thinking, Shannon, we should go to Salem tomorrow night.
I would love to go to Salem.
Could we go to Salem tomorrow night?
Yeah. We still have to buy Christmas presents for my family because I haven't done that yet.
Okay, in the daytime, do you want to go to the,
Do you want to wake up early and get a really yummy breakfast?
Oh, yes. Guys, I'm picking up Shannon from
Wait,
Tufts.
Can we go on like a cute little date tomorrow morning?
Oh my god. Shannon, we should like, if that place wasn't so damn expensive, we could go to that one place in Tufts, whatever, Daniel Square, whatever it's called.
Davis Square. Life Live. I don't want that for breakfast though.
No, I know, that'd be like a little lunchy snack.
Yeah, that was so good.
Ethan so liked my Instagram story.
Did you post on your main?
I posted my, well, he liked my main one and my favorite one, but I always think it's funny. My main one was of Henry, but whenever I post on an Instagram story, like, Ethan will like it, and I'm like, I know this was a good post if Ethan liked my Instagram.
What was the Instagram story you had now?
I posted, oh wait, I don't want to say this online, but.
Okay. That's funny.
I can always trust that it was a solid Instagram post if I get the notification that he liked it.
It was quite silly. Marshall also has my location. I don't know why he... What? Oh, it's true.
I wonder if the mic can pick up the tail.
I'm not doing well with cueing these songs. Amelia, do you have any song requests?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, tell a story about the witch. We never got to that.
Oh, okay, so... Wait, first let me find a good song for you to play. Oh my god, play Love is a Black Hole.
Okay.
By Martin Luke Brown. That's okay. a good song for you guys. And then play some Kinship, because I've never really not been in a Kinship mood, but I'm like really in a Kinship mood these days. Kinship mood.
You
these
have
days.
To give me a request.
A specific song?
Yeah.
Okay, play.
Wait, what was the first one you said? I had no idea.
Love is a Black Hole by Martin Luke Brown. Have you heard that song? It's like one of my favorite songs right now. Oh, and then play Rewind by Goldspot.
Okay.
Have you heard that song? No. I think I've sent it to you, but you probably didn't listen to it. It's really good too.
Maybe I have. What, Love is a Black Hole? And then
Rewind by Martin Goldspot.
No, there's another one.
I mean, not Martin Goldspot. No, don't play Kinship yet.
Oh, okay.
Just play Love is a Black Hole and Rewind, because that's what I'm in the mood for.
Ugh, I'm so happy exams are over with. Wait, we still have to talk about the witch.
Okay, so basically, so the last night that I was in town before college, Shannon and I had like a little like girls' night out. And so we went to Salem, just the two of us. And we, you know, like had our good fun. We were just wandering around because we had dinner, like reservations at a specific time, I think. But like, so it wasn't time yet. So we were just wandering around all the areas, all the shops nearby. And we walked into this one shop. It was like selling like, wands or something. Like,
yes, it was a wand shop.
It was like
shop.
A wand store. So
I felt like I was in Harry Potter.
We thought we were in Harry Potter. So we went in there and this one girl like in the back of the building was like up by the register. And she was like, just like telling people things at them. And it was just like being kind of aggressive. So we kind of like walk over.
Because
we hear her like saying all this stuff to people. And like, what is she talking about? So we walk over, and the second we get close, like, she just, like, kind of shouts. She's like, does anyone here know a witch? Like, a witch? And then Shannon looks up, and her brother and her dad are named Rich. And then this, hold on, I know I have a notes app.
That was crazy.
I have a notes app of this encounter.
What was the other song you wanted? Oh.
Rewind.
Wait. Oh, Rewind.
So like basically, that. And this is all the stuff that she told me. Which is, like, crazy. She was telling me that, like, I can't swim, which I can't. Which I... Maybe you can tell that by looking at me, but...
That's another reason!
I can't swim.
That's the list of why you would die first in a horror movie.
Oh, this one was spooky. This was, like, the nail in the coffin for us and, like, believing this woman. She said that I will know someone named Jocelyn. And then we're like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know anyone named Jocelyn. And then 3 hours later, I look at my phone. I have an Instagram friend request from a random girl named Jocelyn.
That was insane.
Which was literally insane. That I will get a tattoo in the next couple months, which I completely forgot about because I did get a tattoo while I was at Purdue.
Wait, who is Rewind by?
Goldspot.
Oh.
And then
I think Marshall's here. Can you look at my phone?
She just told us a bunch of crazy stuff. Wasn't coming
yet. Okay. Do you have any others?
Any other? No, I don't. Any other songs?
No. Any other things that she told you?
Oh, no, not really. She was like, your love life is changing, and me and Gabe were breaking up, so it's like... But she kind of says that to everyone. Like, she definitely, no matter what, she probably, like, looks at someone and it's like, your love life is changing. Because, it's like, everyone wants to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Oy vey. Yeah, that one was very basic.
Yeah, that
she
was...
She just told me a lot of things about my personal life that were kind of not that on par. Or not that popular, I feel like. It was, like, things about my home life that, like...
Oh, my God, wait. Jean, Gabe's aunt, texted us all.
All of us?
Yes, all of us.
All five of us?
Yeah.
Dang.
She said...
Hello.
Oh, wait, actually, it doesn't matter, but if I say it on the air, but she was just like, oh, like, she said, Shannon and Amelia, I heard about your engineering success and killing it. I love it. Keep it up. Merry Christmas. Have a fun break.
Ah, so she loves us.
I know.
That's so cute.
She's really sweet.
Aw. That makes me so happy. Women in STEM.
I love her.
I love being a woman in STEM.
I love being a woman in STEM. Oh, my God. It's so much fun.
Especially at the school with a lot of women in STEM.
Yours is a lot of women in STEM. Mine is not a lot of women in STEM.
That's why you should come to Tufts.
I know. But I love Purdue. Boiler up.
Boiler up. You heard it first.
You heard it here first, guys. Boiler up.
Okay, so right now you're listening to Love is a Black Hole by Martin Luther.
A personal favorite of mine.
Martin Luther Brown. I almost said Martin Luther Brown.
Yeah, it's a personal favorite of mine. I hope you guys enjoy it because it's actually really good.
Okay. Should we listen to music for a bit?
Yeah, all right, we're signing off, you guys.
Anyway, hope you enjoy the rest of our playlist. We'll probably be back. We're on until 12.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of us. Bye.
Stay. The words are finally here. Let's rewind and rewind. You see, you're the only star in the film I never made. Would you rewind it all the time? Rewind it all the time. We see you pulling, and my heart stops when you're starting as if. The weighing on my mind. It's weighing on my mind. It's weighing on my mind.
Time to be a girl,
girl, girl,
girl,
girl.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
girl, girl,
girl,
girl.
How do you feel being a girl?
Girl, girl, girl.
How do you feel being a
girl,
girl, girl? And I don't know, I'm just a
girl,
girl,
girl, girl.
Yeah, I don't know if you like me sometimes. I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
girl, girl,
girl,
girl.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
girl, girl,
girl,
girl.
How do you feel being a
girl,
girl,
girl?
How do you feel being a
girl,
girl,
girl?
And I don't know, I'm just a
girl,
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 girl.
Well, honestly, I was speechless when I woke up to your voice. Now you tell me how you've been feeling. Let's work it out on the remix. You always say let's go out, but then I cancel last minute. I was so lost in my head and scared to be in the pictures. Cause for the last couple years I've been at war in my body. I tried to starve myself thinner and then I gained all the weight back. I was trapped in the hatred and your life seemed so awesome. I never thought for a second my voice was in your head. When I was 10, someone said that, and it's just self-defense until you're building a weapon. She believed my projection, and now I totally get it. Forgot that inside that icon, there's still a young girl from Essex. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. It's you and me on the coin, the industry loves to spend. And when we put this to bed, the internet will go crazy. I'm glad I know how you feel, cause I ride for you, child.
Girl, child. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
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 girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
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 girl. How do you feel being a
girl?
How do you feel being a
girl?
Young, young.
never saw the truth hanging from the door. But I will more see you face to face. And I will more gotta get a clean place. And I was green, greener than the hill, where flowers grow. Sunshine still. Now I'm darker than the deepest sea. Just hand me down, give me a place to be. Strong in the sun.
sister calling out to find out if you're still in town. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. Sure, you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe away, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.
Just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Every time my track drops, you're jealous. I'm just living that life. While you're sitting in your dad's basement, bet you're disappointed that I'm shining. I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Pack the LV cases, watch me do a little globetrot. Got a lot to say about my debut, about my cost and revenue. I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. Just to look at my pics, my tight dress and red lips. I know you want it, I'm just living that life. Linked with Addison on Melrose, bought some cute clothes and wrote this in the studio, 'cause I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Always give me more views, it's kinda like a day job. Got a lot to say about my debut. About all of the things I do, I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life.
All right, hi guys. You're not on yet. Hang on, give me a second. Okay, Marshall's now good.
High pressure moment.
And then Amelia, you're good.
Hey guys,
I'm scared.
We're back.
My voice is so scratchy.
What? Okay. We should play some.
Guys, we have a special guest other than me. Who's another special guest?
We have multiple.
Introduce yourself, Marshall.
I'm Marshall. Marshall Searles, just in case you want to know. Yeah.
I put music under this.
Bro, this is... Oh my god, you know what you should play? What should you play? Are we thinking of like... Oh god.
Play Dreams and Nightmares.
Dreams and Nightmares? What is that?
By the weekend?
No, we should not play Dreams and Nightmares.
When's Dreams and Nightmares?
Is that... You would know it. It's by the... It's a Meek Mill song.
Oh, I thought it was The Weeknd.
It's definitely not The Weeknd. It's probably it's a new song.
Play Dreams and Nightmares. I want to hear it.
No. Is it inappropriate?
Yes. It's not PG.
Then I cannot play. No, I thought it was after 11. What?
Isn't it crazy that some kids are, like, still in school for Christmas before Christmas weekend?
They are.
Okay.
Like,
they
high school kids?
Yeah, it's not
okay.
Damn. Wait, who?
I guess you might know better than
don't
me.
Don't you get the whole week off?
My face no.
Guys, talk into the mic.
Oh, because you get this. Oh, yeah, okay. It's like there's this.
Yeah.
Bow, bow.
That's great.
I mean, I'm not saying I know someone. I'm just saying, isn't it crazy that some kids still are?
Yeah.
No, she's been off for like 3 weeks.
No, that's not true. I've been off for literally 1 week. Last Thursday was my last day.
Damn, did you have any finals?
Yes. I had two. They were not good. I didn't do well on either of them.
Oh,
it's
damn.
Fine. And you know what? Engineering is hard.
Yeah, on God.
Are you engineering? Me too. What kind?
Mackie. Thank you.
Construction.
Damn, what is that?
It's like civil engineering, but like, oh, okay. I'll be doing like trains, bridges.
Fire.
What? Is this Charlie XCX too?
No, this is Sophie.
I don't like this that much.
What?
Can we play like chill music shopping? Right now? I'm really not in the mood for like EDM.
What?
Can you play Kinship?
I have Dreams and Nightmares queued.
Can you either play Kinship or The Weeknd?
Why do you want The Weeknd on? Freaky.
Wait.
You can hear it through the mic. Whoa.
You didn't know that?
No, I just turned
it
on.
You just turned it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Yeah, damn.
Marshall,
I was wondering why you hadn't remarked on that earlier because I remarked on it immediately.
Yeah, what the fuck? I don't like it. It's like
you don't like it? I love it. I love hearing myself talk.
I do not.
Really?
No. It's oh my god.
I think it's so cool.
This is so trippy.
It's like also when talking into like a microphone when you're like at an assembly or something.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like that.
Oh my.
Yeah.
What should we talk about? I wish we had like a cool story to tell, like a murder mystery podcast.
Actually, I was listening to one earlier today, and I can tell you guys a terrifying story.
No, but yours wasn't like murder mystery. It was true crime.
It was true. It's murder mystery. It was murder.
No, but there's no mystery. Like, I mean, like a game.
I mean, I was left wondering.
You just like a drive-by shooting.
Sorry.
What?
What did he say?
Wait,
no.
Wait, what?
Well, you just said it was no mystery. It was just murder.
Oh no, guys.
Yeah,
wait.
It's murder.
No, don't say anything. Okay.
You can figure this out.
I don't know what happened.
Keep talking. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Nothing
so,
happened.
How was your semester?
It's good.
I'm so glad.
I like feel like I'm on an Instagram reel right now. This is like, weird as fuck.
Wait, is this Nightmares and Dreams? Oh, this is my volleyball warm-up song.
Yeah, is that, no.
This, Shannon knows this song. This is our volleyball warm-up song. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. No, no, that was a mashup.
I know, but that was fire mashup.
That was a fire mashup.
Did you guys have mashups for your sports warm-ups?
No. If you wanted to
it would be crazy and we're not doing it.
Entire set.
I do remember it. I don't want to do it. Though. We'd run up, block, and then jump on the slide.
Not do it, but like say all the songs.
Oh, I don't remember the songs.
You guys are like, what is?
I remember all the songs.
Okay, sing them to me.
Well, I can't restart it.
Wait, I love that this is, can move with me.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, so, I guess we're talking about high school ropes now. But it was like, oh, I low-key forget it.
That's all I remember. If it started playing, if I got like a little snippets of it, I'd be able to figure it out.
I can't believe Seth and I were volleyball partners.
Yeah, what the heck? I was actually really hurt the day that you chose to be partners with her and not me.
I feel like I had to. She wasn't close with anyone else on the team.
I know, but I just, like, I was so betrayed. I was like, bro.
I'm sorry. We were both seniors. Was I going to leave you without a warm-up buddy then?
I had Bree the whole time. Then Bree and I were low-key beefing.
Exactly. Well, you shouldn't have beefed. Actually, it was good beef.
Who are these people?
These are people we went to the same high school. Okay. Yeah, that's, I don't go here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I know Shannon. Okay, yeah, okay. I'm just like chilling. I'm like, bye. I'm picking her up and driving her back for break.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
I was so confused.
I don't go here.
Marshall has no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I was so confused.
Yeah, we were on the same volleyball team, so these are like our volleyball friends.
Got you. Okay.
We were in the same everything.
We did track together.
Were you Latin club president after me? Who's Latin club president now?
Aida. Who do you think?
Oh.
It might have even
been PTSD. I know. Bring that up.
It might have even been Lenny.
Damn, fuck Lenny. Wait, my bad.
No, you know. You're right.
Okay.
PG.
Well, it's almost 11. It's gotta be 11
no,
by now.
No, you can't swear.
Oh.
You can never swear.
Never swear. My fault. On the floor. What? Oh,
This microphone is so, like, squishy.
Why are you squishing the freaking microphone?
Wait, can we transition to chill music?
Yeah, no.
We have one more warm-up song, and then we can do chill music. Yeah, can we skip this?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, why? We listened to the whole song.
What is this?